From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hope Kerwin. The U.S. Department of Agriculture predicts poultry exports will take a sizable hit this year, due in large part to bird flu. Harvest Public Media's Christopher Husted reports.
In light of nearly 50 cases of bird flu outbreaks this year, China and South Korea have restricted poultry exports from the U.S. Pair that with a strong U.S. dollar, and the Department of Agriculture projects an 8.5% drop in poultry exports for 2015. Last year, poultry exports were valued at $5.2 billion. USDA agriculture economist Alex Melton.
So you could do the math with that if you're losing about 8.5%, that's just under probably about $400 million worth of trade.
Melton says Russia's ban on U.S. trade is also factored into the forecast. Officials estimate that exports will total about 6.7 billion pounds this year. Christopher Husted, Harvest Public Media.
A top business priority for Missouri Republicans is heading to Governor Jay Nixon's desk, but the measure did not get the number of votes needed to override a potential veto. Today, the Missouri House gave final approval to a measure that would cut unemployment benefits from the current 20 weeks to as low as 13. The measure passed 88 to 68, well short of the 109 votes needed to override a gubernatorial veto. This year, some Republican House members withdrew support of the bill after the Senate made it harder to collect benefits by including severance pay as wages for the purposes of unemployment aid eligibility. Legislation that would further limit the amount of revenue cities and towns can budget from traffic fines is moving forward in the Missouri House. Yesterday, a House committee unanimously passed its version of the proposal, which would cap fines for minor traffic violations at $200 and forbid judges to jail someone for failing to appear in court for a minor traffic offense. Democrat Mike Colonna of St. Louis, while voting for the bill, also questioned whether it would make traffic laws too weak.
The ticket gets amended to illegal parking and the fine is $300. The way I read the bill, you can't do a warrant if you don't pay. So, again, I'm trying to figure out what hammer there is to get people to pay the fines.
The House version of the bill would also cap revenue from traffic fines at 20% across the state, with the exception of St. Louis County, where local governments would have a 15% cap. The priest who led the Diocese of Kansas City and St. Joseph for nearly 10 years has resigned. Bishop Robert Finn has left his position under a church law that allows bishops to leave early for illness or another, quote, grave reason that makes them unfit for office. In 2012, Finn pleaded guilty to failing to report a suspected child abuser, becoming the highest-ranking church official in the U.S. to be convicted of not taking action in response to abuse allegations. Experts say there's a good chance Missouri consumers will continue to see an increase in chicken prices as we transition into summer months. The American Farm Bureau recently released the results of its first quarter market basket survey of 2015 that reports Missouri chicken and egg prices have increased since last year. Diane Olson is the Director of Promotion and Education Programs for the Missouri Farm Bureau, and she says consumers can expect a steady increase in chicken prices and possibly other meats.
Grilling season also changes the complexion of meat products because we grill a lot in the summer. And so there's a higher demand for beef, a lot of chicken, a lot of pork steak, so that influences prices.
Chicken breast prices increased 72 cents a pound, and eggs increased 72 cents a dozen from the previous quarter of 2014. Hope Kerwin, KBIA News, Columbia.